I'm sorry you have to walk 1,000 miles just to...
Finish that sentence. Why do I have to walk 1,000 miles?
Happy trail, Cheryl.
Turn away from the sound of your own voice.
You get lonely.
I'm lonelier in my real life than I am out here.
Hi everybody, it's Bina 007 back for another 10-minute movie review, this time of the Reese Witherspoon vehicle, Wild. Now, this is a movie based on the autobiography, apparently very successful, of a lady called Cheryl Strayed, who was an American college student who took a wrong turn, ended up as a sex and drug addict, and in going through her rehabilitation process, Cheryl decided that she needed some time alone and to really put her body and mind through a feat of endurance, and decided to hike the 1,100-mile Pacific Crest Trail over 3 months. And this is a book, I suppose, and a film that would fall very firmly in that category of self-help or coming-of-age self-realization films. Eat, Pray, Reese is the rather mocking subtitle many reviewers have given this film. I must confess, I'm not a huge fan of this genre of film, but I was hopeful because the year before at the London Film Festival, we had seen a really affecting Australian movie called Tracks, starring Mia Wasikowska, which was again a true story based on a girl who decided to trek with some desert camels from the centre of Australia out to the coast over many months, and again put herself through that kind of physical and mental endurance test to come to some kind of self-realization. And that movie was fantastic because Mia Wasikowska relayed the steely determination but was also incredibly engaging as a character. And the other reason that film really worked is because it showcased beautiful landscape photography. I think any time you do a movie like this, you need to come away awed by the spectacle of nature. Unfortunately, neither of those things apply to Wild. And I think basically the fundamental problem with this film is that Reese Witherspoon never allows her character to get roughed up. She just looks perfect all the way through, with maybe just a little bit of dirt sort of smeared on her forehead as a token of the fact that she's hiking thousands or hundreds of miles at least. She complains about stinking, but she always has squeaky clean hair and a fresh face. She's just not credible. You know, when you saw Mia Wasikowska's chapped lips and grungy hair and battered body, you really believed she'd been through this endurance test. I never, ever believed that of Reese Witherspoon. She always looked as if her kit had been freshly laundered, and apart from one gnarly scene that opens the film of her sort of ripping off a toenail, basically there's no suffering that I can see on screen. And in fact, it's almost played for laughs. I mean, there's a scene very early on in the movie where her backpack is almost comically too heavy to lift up and sort of, you know, pulls her back down. And yet 30 seconds later, she's walking the trail, sort of bouncing along. And also, you know, what adversity does she really overcome? Every man who might be a threat turns out to be charming, and even the forest services give her coffee and a donut. It doesn't really seem like the kind of environment in which self-realization might come. You know, where is the suffering? That same sense of disappointment came just looking at the photography in this film. I mean, this is a beautiful part of the world, and yet I just didn't get a sense of awe, I didn't get a sense of wonder. And worst of all, The pot of gold at the end of the rainbow on this trek is something called the Bridge of God. That's what she's trekking toward, and we're sort of led to believe it's going to be this mystical, amazing, beautiful place. And when you get there, you realise it's basically just some kind of like quite small steel suspension bridge. And she sort of looks at it and then doesn't even cross it. And you just think, oh, for the love of God. So I wasn't that enamoured of the hiking trip. That is intercut with flashbacks to Cheryl Strayed, aka Reese Witherspoon's past. But even here, the lack of bravery on the part of Reese Witherspoon completely undercuts its credibility. You know, she creates a mother figure played by Laura Dern, who's basically angelic, And then when she goes off the rails and starts taking drugs, even then, you know, the girl is meant to be shooting up heroin in a squat and she still looks basically okay. I think what made this even worse for me is that I watched it almost immediately after seeing a film called A Second Chance by director Susanna Bier, which also depicted junkies, and they really, really did look absolutely hideous. And I think that this is basically a shiny, shiny Hollywood vehicle by an actress who clearly wants to be seen to be taking on a difficult role of a difficult character, very uplifting, very in the brand of Reese Witherspoon. And she wants to get awards. Hence, the director of this film is the guy, Jean-Marc Vallée, who directed Dallas Buyers Club, which was absolutely the breakout film of the Oscars last year, the awards season last year. So you can absolutely see where Witherspoon is going with this. The cynicism and the freshly scented smell of shampoo hangs way too heavy on this film, and it makes for an incredibly dull watching experience that just comes across as rather banal, basically rather unimaginative, and totally lacking in any kind of authentic self-discovery. So I would, of course, advise you very strongly to avoid Wild at all costs. But if you have gone to see it and disagree with my take, I'd love to hear from you. Feel free to comment on the blog at bina007.com. Release dates and running times, as ever, after the outro music.
Here are some questions I've been asking myself. What if I forgive myself? What if I was sorry? But if I could go back in time, I wouldn't do a single thing differently. What if all those things I did were the things that got me here?
Wild has a running time of 115 minutes and is rated R. The movie played Telluride, Toronto in London 2014. It opened in the USA on December 5th and opens in the UK on January the 16th, in Estonia on January the 30th, in Germany, New Zealand, Austria and Romania on February the 5th, in Denmark, Italy and Portugal on February the 19th, in the Netherlands on February 26th, and in Belgium, France and Norway on March 5th. Thank you for listening.